This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What'd you have, a little dust up with him one time? He was saying that he was out here and that he didn't put you on the show or something like
that?
Yeah,
I was teasing him and he took it to heart. Like, it was like,
no.
Oh, yeah. I said, BT, relax. We're just kidding around. It's my man.
Well, we always love talking to you. And
good to be here.
Yeah, pleasure to have you on. Now, what is this? Hoff just sent me this. I want to make sure I get this right. Give me your, because I can't, I have half the thing here. Give me your charity that you're promoting, your September 13th. What do you got, a mustache
September
bash?
16th.
Oh, September 16th. Oh, my birthday. Oh, here we go. I got it now.
You're invited.
September, am I? Where is it? Yankee Stadium, Hard Rock Cafe, Yankee Stadium. You got the mustache bash. Battling against lung cancer.
Yes.
Go ahead, tell us about
this. Yes, and we're honoring Daryl Strawberry this year. He's our honoree. 13th year, I lost my brother to lung cancer, and my family, which is a hideous disease. And most people think it's self-inflicted, but it's not, obviously. It affects every family. So what we do is we supply free CT scans and CAT scans that people that cannot afford to get these scans. So we give free scans out at New York Presbyterian, Brooklyn Methodist. And we have a good time, a lot of celebrities. We raise some money, and we want to bring awareness to lung cancer, and that's what we're trying to do. So we're a labor of love. We're just a family foundation. We don't have the big sponsorships. Sal, you know, my wife and kids, you know, they lick the envelopes, put the stamps on, and so it's a labor of love for us, and we get to donate and hopefully save some people's lives with early screening, so we can give them free screening. So if anyone would like to come, they're more than welcome. Just go to our website, fredmazzilli.com. I appreciate you even talking about it, and hopefully we do good things.
Mustache Bash. Check it out. Lee Mazzilli, September 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., Hard Rock Cafe at Yankee Stadium. All right, you were in the news recently because of Alonso's homer the other night in the All-Star game. I didn't realize, I guess I just never thought about it that much, only three Mets in the history of the All-Star game have homered. Alonso most recently, David Wright in 2006, probably both those guys. Wright's going to have his number retired Saturday. Alonso eventually if he stays with the Mets.
Yep.
And you, Lee Mazzilli, 1979.
Yeah, were you born then?
That was the year I was born. So so I came in September 16th of 79.
Yeah.
That game obviously was in July.
No, I wasn't born yet.
It was before I was born, man. You hit homers in the All-Star game.
Yeah, boy, it was the greatest. You know, back then, you know, it's different now. Obviously, the game has changed. But when I walked into that clubhouse, and just a few years removed from high school, you're talking about an awe of, like, my mouth open and looking at these players. You had Yastrzemski, Schmidt, Carlton, Parker, God rest his soul, Lou Brock, Pete Rose, Joe Morgan, Bench. I'm like, are these people for real?
Insane.
It's insane. And it's one of the greatest times of my life. It was awesome.
All right. So, and I saw you post the clip on Instagram, your Instagram, which is a fun follow. What's your handle there? Lee Mazzilli? What is it? Okay, there you go. Lee Mazzilli on Instagram. Two things that I noticed about it. The first, opposite field. Lefty, you hit it down the line.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know you had that kind of power.
I did not.
Lefty,
I did
opposite
not.
Field?
I did not. I was late on a swing, you know, and that's just late, and it was 316 down the line. And I hit it about 316 and a half.
Right,
I did. It went right over. But you know what? I rounded the bases like everyone else. Hit 500 home runs. It's okay. And I didn't know what hit me. It was just, it was one of the greatest days of my life. And you know something? I didn't realize what I did. And then I wound up facing one of my best friends in the game, in Ron Guidry, in the ninth inning. And we're such good buddies. And I didn't realize what I did till like 2 days later, because back then there was no social media.
Right.
You had to read the newspaper the following day to find out what you did, or any headline. You know, no one was going crazy on radio, or it was just a different era. And so like 2 or 3 days later, we opened up in San Diego, and there were articles in the San Diego paper. And I'm saying, well, San Diego, it was just different. It was different.
Who'd you hit it off of?
Jim Kern.
Jim Kern. Okay, I'm not really familiar with him. Righty or lefty?
Right-handed. Okay. Hard, hard, hard throw.
Yeah. All right. The other thing that I noticed were the goggles. You had the glasses.
I wore glasses, yeah.
So those are regular, like, seeing eyeglasses, not baseball protective
no,
glasses.
No, they didn't have those back then.
Right. Yeah, so then my question is, because I'm more familiar with you, like, in 86 when I hit the home run. There's a drive off Mazzilli's back. Gone. They love me more here at Chase Stadium now. Remember that. But you were not wearing glasses, right? So what happened? Eye surgery? Where were you at?
No. I didn't think I needed them after. You know, Joe was managing me, Tori, and I happened to be wearing glasses for some reason. He says, you wear glasses? I said, no, not really. He says, well, you wear them. I guess I was in a slump. And he told me to wear them. That was it.
And so then you didn't really need them, but
no,
you were wearing them.
Yeah, I was wearing some contacts here after, but no, I didn't wear them after.
Were you ever worried about, like, the look? I mean, you're a good-looking guy,
even to this day.
And my mother, oh, Lee Mazzilli, yeah, for years, you know what I'm saying? So you were, but the glasses maybe could be a unique look. But
see, you would think of that. I wouldn't think of that. I wouldn't have thought of that.
What'd you think of this year's All-Star game with the swing-off?
I liked it. Surprisingly, I liked it, because now I was coaching when we played that extra inning game where we had to call it a tie.
Yeah, Joe was talking about it. He was managing the game.
Yeah, and I was coaching with him, and that did not go over well with the fans, trust me, at the time.
I mean, no, should it? Hey, come on, dude. The game ends in a tie? What is this?
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't.
You get guys looking on the field like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Well, that's what we said. Yeah. What do we do? Right. Joe, what are we doing? I don't know. Hold on. We're going to talk to the commissioner. That was it. I kind of liked it. It was different. I'm not crazy about all the new gadgets that are going on in baseball. I'm not. But I like the swing-off. How about you? Did you like it?
Look, I think that swing off was more for the home run derby. That's what the home run derby should be. You get 10 swings, see what you could do. So I don't like the way that they've done the home run derby, and I also don't think a swing off should be deciding a game, although this is a game that doesn't matter. Here's what I didn't like. Pete got snubbed on the MVP.
He hit
a three-run homer in an all-star game against an all-star pitcher. Schwarber hit three home runs in the swing off against a batting practice pitcher, and he won the MVP. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I'm with you. I would have voted for Pete, but I thought the ending was kind of cool. I thought it was very dramatic and came down to the last swing. It put a little excitement into it. I liked it.
Where are you at now? You watch both the Mets and Yanks,
yes.
Or you watch one more than the other?
No. I'm right down the middle. You know, listen, Sal.
Political Maz, right down the middle.
No. That's one thing I'm not. I've been accused of. My family. They keep saying, my wife and family said, Dad, you need to. You just don't say the political correct thing. You have no filter. So, no, that's not me. Listen, I am one of the lucky ones in this city to be with two organizations in New York, growing up in Brooklyn. I mean, how do you just how? I played 10 years with the Mets. I was with the Yankees for almost 19 years total. I mean, I'm just very, very lucky. I really am, and that's why I'm pulling for a Subway Series. I don't know how to describe it. You know, most people say you're a Met because you play. That's fine. And then they say, hey, whatever you feel is fine. You know, I'm good with it.
You were a Met. Now, you have an 86 championship ring?
Yes, I do.
Were you not on the postseason roster?
Yes, I was.
You were.
Did you forget about my hits in Game 6 and 7? You were a Met fan.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was only 7 years old at the time. They might not have made
Jesus.
The highlight video.
Oh, it made it.
I remember that
one. Made it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm talking to your producer, and he's like shaking his head. Like,
after, he remembers it.
Sal.
I don't remember your hits. You had hits. Give me the games again. Game 6 and 7? What? Don't shake your head. It might.
You're a Met fan.
I was 7 years old. Hey, I remember
Doc. Never too young to be a Met fan.
I remember Doc and Darryl. I'm sorry, Lando. Pinch hits? Did you start?
Yeah. If you remember game 6, I got a pinch hit that started the rally, I forget, in the 7th inning where we scored 3 runs. And in game 7, I got a pinch hit that started another rally. But in game 6, that was the controversy with Darryl Strawberry when Darryl was taken out of the game. And he was mad at David Johnson because he was taken out of the game, if you recall.
Okay.
You need to brush up on your Mets.
I'm talking to Lee Mazzilli, a member of the 86 Mets. I'm brushing up right now.
So he took – it's funny, too, because Stor got really mad at him. He took him out of the game. And after the inning that we scored the 3 runs, I'm sitting on the bench, and all of a sudden, Davey says, "You're in." And I went, "Huh? What? Where? I'm in for who?" He goes, "You're in for Straw." And he double switched Straw for me in right field, and then Straw was really mad, which he had a right to be, because I was more shocked than anyone of going in. I mean, it wasn't the time to make a double switch for me. I mean, you know, when you double switch in managing, you never want to take out your 3 or 4
there
ever,
yeah.
And or your DH now, and that's when they had a little.
Right there?
No. He was just upset. You know, just because he was taken out of the game. And every athlete should be mad or upset when they're taken out of the game for whatever reason, because we have that competitiveness in us that we want to keep playing. So, okay. Yeah, that happened.
Okay, you're right. Fair enough. I should know better as a Met fan, even though I was 6 or 7 years old.
Is that a first? You're actually admitting that on air?
Admit what I'm wrong, and it happens quite often. Here's what I do remember about you. The antics that you pulled in the 2000 regular season Subway Series at first base with Knobloch and Zeal and the baseline stuff when you were there.
I didn't pull anything.
No, you did pull something.
No, I was right.
Dude, come on.
I was right.
That was Bush. I remember that match.
I know it was Bush, but it was right. I was right, and I got the call.
I remember that. Yeah, it was the first batter of the freaking game. Doc was back to pitch as a member of the Yankees. I've talked with him about this quite a bit. I was there, and that was the first game of a day-night doubleheader that Clemens ends up drilling Piazza.
That's right.
But you got it started with telling the umpire.
I'm a coach. I didn't get anything started.
Okay.
No, and I didn't tell the umpire. And if you look at the replay, and you will look at the replay again, you'll see Todd Zeal was playing first base.
Yeah.
And Todd literally turned his back on the runner. So he didn't know that Knobloch was right behind him, and Knobloch ran into him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Called it. I didn't call it. I just told the umpire that was obstruction or whatever, and I got the call. And the great thing about this is the greatest thing is that Bobby Valentine was the manager. Now, Bobby and I were roommates together with the Mets.
Okay.
That's when you had to have roommates, and we were roommates together. And he's arguing and arguing. He comes by, and as he's walking by me on the field after arguing with the umpire, he looks at me, gives me a wink, and he says, good call.
Good call. Hey,
yeah, I love it.
I don't want to hear you or Bobby blaming my guy Todd Zeal. That was not
Todd's my man. I love Todd, but Todd forgot to turn around.
So I always, as a younger fan who was born after you hit that home run in the All-Star game, I knew the history and I knew a little bit about 86. I know about the team, but mm-hmm. your history with the Mets in 86, I looked at you more as a Yankee just because of all those years. You had great success as a Yankees coach. I know you were manager with the Orioles right. after that, but I guess it depends what time you grew up.
No, there's no question. It's very generational. I agree with you. It's very generational and you know, what, how old you are, where you're at. Most of the Mets fans, they don't even know who you are, you know, unless you're around. Now, if I'm around a 20-year-old, they're not going to know who I am.
Did you?
It's okay.
Have you talked to Alonzo since he's in the
No,
now?
I did not. I just said
Dude,
something.
You, Alonzo, and Wright.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And you know, first of all, you're talking about a class act in Alonzo. What a good kid he is. I you know, my son played with him a little bit in the minor leagues, so I got to know him a little bit. Happy for him. And David Wright having his number retired. They're all good character people, and that means a lot.
Were you there when Doc and Daryl had their numbers retired with the Mets?
Yes.
Okay, so you've gone back to city quite a bit?
Yeah.
Where are you living now, in Florida or are you here?
I'm in Florida. I think we're going to come back up. I just have my granddaughter this 1 year birthday today.
Ah, happy birthday.
So I'm going back to for her birthday party, and I can't miss that. So
cooking or what do we got here?
We're going to order pizza.
Oh, okay.
Pizza. The big one's on Saturday, but today is family. And
you're such an Italian.
Yeah. Well, that's what I am.
I know, I get
well,
it.
I am what I am.
Oh, so am I. I'm just saying.
You're a lunatic Italian.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, lunatic Italian.
You're a lunatic Italian. But I love you.
Love you too, Baz. What do you think here? We'll finish up with the Mets and Yankees current stuff. You think both these teams have a legit chance to go to the World Series or win a World Series?
Yes, they do. And I've always said this. Now with the wild card, it changes the whole dynamics of playing. But you need to play well for 3 weeks in October. End of story. Like the Mets did last year. They played well and they advanced. And I've been around where we went to the World Series in 03. I just felt like, you know, the Marlins really didn't deserve to be on the field at the same time comparing teams. And they wind up beating the Yankees in the World Series. You need to play well for 3 weeks. You need pitching. Both teams need to supplement their pitching and relief pitching. They need to get some. The Yankees looking to find a steady third baseman where you can put in the lineup every day. But you need this because you get to the playoffs and you know the manager is using the same three guys every day, three, four guys every day. So you could, you know, cut down and really, you know, depending on if a starter can get into the bullpen and change their role a little bit. But it just, you know, you can score 10 runs, but if you don't hold them, it that means nothing.
Which manager you like better, Mendy or Booney?
Oh, come on.
Put you on a spot.
Because you have a guy that has a lot more experience, and I've been with both of them, so it's like saying, you know, who do I like?
Which
better,
kid is your favorite?
You or BT?
So, well, that's an easy answer.
Yeah, BT.
Yeah. Hey, only one of us denied you from coming on the show. Don't forget that.
No, that's an unfair question. That's an unfair question with your friend. I'm so proud of Mendy because he was there when I was there a little bit in the minor leagues, and he came such a long way, and he learned a lot. He paid his dues, and I like it when people pay their dues in this game. It's something different. So, like I said, I'm pulling for a Subway Series. This city needs it again. It really does.
I love it. I think it'd be great, and I think both teams, like in 2000, the Yankees were clearly on another level in the midst of a dynasty.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, when I was coaching for the Yankees in 2000, I had mixed emotions, obviously, you know, running out there and playing there. But there was a lot more pressure on the Yankees to win than the Mets were at that time.
There's right, no, but no you doubt. Guys were at a different level.
Doesn't matter.
Whereas the Mets were still, like now I think that they're equal footing.
Yes, they are, but it doesn't matter when you're in a World Series and saying that you are above them. And not by any means. Not by any means, because that series could have went either way after game one. And they were a good team. They weren't just a lucky team to get there. They were a good team. So, no, we felt pressure of every game winning that – because the Yankees had no choice but to, you know, option really, but to win that series.
When are you going to Mets Alumni Day?
No.
Okay.
Because that is from the 2000 on.
Oh, yeah. That is right. I did talk to Jay about that.
Yeah, it's a little different this year. I think it's, from 2000 years
ago. He was doing something with maybe a little more recent. I know they got a couple of different teams in there. All right. And it's also, I think that
old timers for the Yankees.
You going to that or no? Wait a second.
I don't know how. I go where they're invited.
You're going to old timers for the Yankees, but not Mets alumni, and you expect me to look at you as an 86 Met?
Yeah, isn't that a shame?
I mean, I have a hard time doing that.
Me too.
Oh, so you want to?
But I wasn't invited. But I wasn't invited.
Well, let's get Jay on the horn and say, "Come on, we need Mazzilli in there, glasses and all."
I can only go. Listen, you don't want to go where you're not invited. So that's their thing. It's a new era for the younger guys, and I think it'll be great. They'll do a good job.
Are you playing in a Yankee game?
No, I'm going to help them manage the game and get all the plays that are hurt that want to play and try to get them in a lineup, because playing in an old timer's day now, we cannot walk for 2 or 3 days after. Trust me.
I was talking to Piazza, Johnny Franco about this not too long ago, and even those guys who are a little bit younger than you, they're like,
they're not that much younger. Franco's old, man. He don't tell you. He doesn't tell you. He doesn't tell his real age.
Yeah, he just had another surgery.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
All right, Lee, so we'll catch you two on the 16th, September 16th, Tuesday night.
Yep.
The mustache, what do you call it here?
Mustache Bash.
There you go, the mustache bash.
Lung cancer awareness for free CT scans at Hard Rock Cafe, Yankee Stadium.
Give the website again.
FredMazzilli.com.
FredMazzilli.com.
And we're honoring Daryl Strawberry. He's our honoree this year, so whatever. Everyone's welcome.
You still tight with Daryl?
Yeah.
See, I remember in Game 6 and 7 of the 86 World Series.
You know what?
He hit that big homer in Game 7.
Yeah, he did. And real proud of what he's become and what he's doing right now. He's just a good person.
That was a wild bunch you had back then, huh?
Yeah, but not as wild as people think. You know, you get a story, one says, and someone writes this, and then next thing you know, it's a mad chaos. I mean, trust me, it wasn't that crazy is what people think.
I don't know.
Well, let's put it this way. I'll be going to my grave with a lot of that stuff.
A couple more visits in studio. Maybe we get some out of you. Lee, thank you for the time.
Sal, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, and thank you for mentioning our foundation. I appreciate it very much.
No problem. Anytime you need something, you let us know. Happy birthday to your granddaughter as well.
You.
Enjoy the family.
Sophia,
there you go. Happy birthday, Sophia, and enjoy the pizza tonight.
Thank you, my man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at PitchHitRun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.